If I move on to the next graph, we've actually looked at some of the outliers here, and we've got 15 low outliers. Four of them are in London, three in South East Coast, and three in the South West. And I think we've just highlighted this one unit down here in the South East Coast. This isn't a 0 to 100% graph, it's a 60 to 100%. But remembering that the target is 90%, this unit has got about 63% of the women are being seen within are getting through in 62 days. So I don't know if there are any comments from that particular unit and why it's so low.
No volunteers. Okay.
Some of the cases from the southwest actually have, it's a data issue as well, because they've had neoadjuvant chemotherapy. They still come out here as not having one. Then some of them have had reconstruction. Some have been across different hospitals. So they've had one and they've been referred on. So those are the three reasons that I have teased out. But yeah, clearly there could be issues as well.
This is not just on this guideline or standard. It's not just a surgical issue. It is also, if you like, a diagnostic issue, because it's from the date of last read. So if you've got a delay in your assessment and diagnosis, that will be reflected in these as well, I think. One more comment, and I think...
Linda Garvick, and I'm the QA Director for South East Coast. Our outlier there is a unit which has had terrible problems in the last few years, dreadful slippage in the programme. They've been working their socks up off to catch up on that slippage, but that then had a knock-on effect on their assessment clinics and the time of forwarding patients to the units where they were going to have their surgery. I'm very pleased to announce that all that slippage has now been caught up, and this unit has started its age extension last month.
Good. Well done.